What's the schedule? Are you staying in
Emek? Sure. Well, we have shiurim, shiurim through the night. I usually like to chop the first shiur because I get tired after that. So I'm gonna give a shiur, and
You got it.
Yeah. So I think now hopefully I learned how to do. Okay.
Yeah, so you get into
the... And then, during the course of Shabbos, I usually speak three times over Shabbos, and then on Shavuos, I'm not going to speak in the morning, because a lot of people will be very tired, they stay up for night. And then I'll give my Shia before Mincha on Shavuos day. I'll speak before Musaf, as I do. So I got a lot to prepare until then. But this particular set or collection of Marmakomos I found very interesting. And the subject is Kabbalah Satorah, which is appropriate for us this week. And the Pasuk says in Hoshaya HaNavi, some of us may remember this Pasuk from Tefillin, after you put on Tefillin. And it says, V'astich li li'olam. Vastich li betzedek, etc. It says vachti li be'emuna. So this word li is a very important word. If you're learning Masechta Kiddushin, or if you're Masada Kiddushin, hareyat mekudeshes li. Is there any possibility to suggest that this pasuk li is referring to Kabbalah Satorah? And the word viarastich means erusin, which is the first stage of marriage. And in the case of Klal Yisrael as a nation, the Erusin was created by... Oh, okay, one second. Yechiel's calling me. Okay, Yechiel, can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay. Shalom Aleichem. All right, so what we're talking about is a pasuk in Hoshea Novi. Vastich lili olam, and the Mishnah at the end of Masechta Titus, quoting a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Tzena ure'ena benos Tzion b'melech Shlomo, batogash itrolo imo, b'yom chasunaso b'yom simchas libo. And this Mishnah identifies the two days here that are singled out in this pasuk, yom chasunaso yom simchas libo. We're interested in the first phrase of yom chasunaso. Zeh Matan Torah. So we see here a connection between Matan Torah and Chasana. And if we use that connection, we go back to Ve'rastich Li Li'olam, we could suggest that the process of Erusin, of Rastich Li, takes place not only on the day of Matan Torah, but maybe through Matan Torah itself. And we'll try to clarify that as we go along. Another possible source that would support this position, that Matan Torah is a marriage ceremony, is Rashi there in Parshas Yisro, when it says that the people came out Likras Elokim. What does it mean they came out Likras Elokim? The Shechina came out Likrasam, and they in return came out of the Machne Likras HaShechina, and that's where they received the Torah. And Rashi goes ahead and he compares the Shechina going out to greet Klal Yisrael, kechasan hayotze likras hakala. It means that this is a marriage relationship, and Rashi quotes the pasuk at the end of Chumash that says, Hashem mi Sinai ba, v'lo nemar li Sinai ba. So mi Sinai means he's coming, the Shechina is coming towards Klal Yisrael, and that's going to be the chasan that's coming likras hakala. And the one who really puts his finger on this is the Kli Yakar. In his commentary on that pasuk Likras Halokim, he mentions Rashi, Kechasan Ayotze Likras HaKala, and he says, why is the Chasan going out to the Kala? Maybe it should be the reverse. And he says, Mi Mechazer Achami. If let's say you lost something, and somebody else found it, it's not the one who finds it who has to dig you up, but you have to track down the person who found it. And he says, "Bala aveda mechazer achar avedoso." Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu Mechazer Achar Yisrael. Now, it's just like in the case of marriage, the husband, the groom goes out to the bride because he's trying to find his bride. You know, she's the missing rib, so to speak. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares Klal Yisrael to a missing rib, so to speak. Meaning, this is the wife of the Kala of the Chassan that's missing. She's gone lost, so to speak. Asher Hoyu Katzon Ovdos Pagoyim. That Klal Yisrael is considered like a lost sheep. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go find that sheep. And that's what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out to greet the Kala. And this is a beautiful metaphor because all of Shir HaShirim is a love song, so to speak, a love relationship between the Dod and the Raya. And Chazal tell us that the Dod, who's the groom, is a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Raya is representative of the Kala of Knesset Yisrael. And in the context of this marriage relationship, the Torah is given. And in a sense, you could say almost every single marriage now becomes symbolically a kind of a reconstruction, so to speak, a duplicate of Matan Torah. And if that be the case, we can begin to understand what the chuppah is in the case of Matan Torah. And that would be Tachtis Ahar. And Chazal say, Kof Aleim Har Kegigis. But the Har Kegigis that's hanging over the head of Klal Yisrael at the time Matan Torah could represent the chuppah. But again, if the har represents the chuppah, then we have to ask a number of questions. I mean, one question that comes to mind is, what was the kedushin? Every kedushin requires one of three kinyanim, either kesef, shtar, or bia. In this context, we're going to talk about either kesef or shtar. And then it would seem critical that the kesef or the shtar would come before the actual chuppah, because we don't paskin like Rav Huna. Mirtzim will see the sheet of Rav Huna. Rav Huna in Kedushin Daf Hei says that you could have chuppah before erisin. We reject that opinion. La halacha, we paskin like the Chachamim that first erisin, meaning Kedushin, has to take place, and only then chuppah could take place. Which, if we assume that the marriage at Har Sinai was effectuated by Kof Aleim Har Kegigis, and the Har represents the Chuppah, then there would have to have been some sort of an Erisin before the Chuppah. And here's where the Baal HaTurim comes forward, and he says, Ma Isha Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Bibia Af Yisrael Kain. So he's focused now on the Kedushin, not on the Chuppah, which is Nisuin. And he says that it's a three-stage process. The first stage, he says, is Kesef. And when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Kesef to Klal Yisrael? When did the Dod give Kesef to the Raya? That's Bizas Mitzrayim. So this is fascinating because it means at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kiddushin between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael was already cemented. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do another kinyan, and we're going to try to understand why a second kinyan, and that was shtar. And shtar means the Torah itself. Later on, there's going to be bia, and that's going to be a pasuk that says, Ve'efros knafai alecha va'avo bibris itach. So the bris is keneged bia. And in the middle of this presentation, the Baal HaTurim quotes a pasuk which actually compares, according to Chazal at least, the Torah to erisin. Because we know, for example, that Goyisha Lomad Torah Chayiv Misa. Why? Because Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha Kilas Yaakov. And Chazal tell us in Torah Sheba'al Peh that the word Morasha, Al Tikri Morasha Ela Ma'orasa. So it's a Morasa, it's an Erisin to Kehilas Yaakov. And therefore the other nations of the world have no right to usurp that Erisin. Now, it's not clear from the Baal HaTurim exactly where the Shtar is. one perhaps could suggest, and I'm willing to take other suggestions here, that the shtar that he's referring to is the shtei luchos habris, because although only 10 dibros were written on the luchos, but nevertheless the Rav Sadia Gaon is already famous for saying that those 10 encompass all of the Torah, all 613. And we have here, according to the Baal HaTurim, 3 different kinyonim to create morosa, al tikri morosa, al morosa, meaning erusin. And then he quotes the pasuk in Hoshaya that we began with, the erastich li, but he points out that the word erastich li, that phrase, appears not once, not twice, but thrice in the pasuk. And why? Because the erusin was effectuated with 3 different kinyonim, with kesef, with shtar, and bia. In the case of bia, I think it's a little bit more symbolic that they entered into a very close relationship and intimacy of the bris. And there it says, Vefros kanafai alecha. So it's like a private kind of relationship between the dod and the raya. That's considered bia. And the pasuk says, Viavo, and that has the same gematria as bia. Viavi, I should say, right? Viavi has the same gematria as bia. It's the same letters if you just shuffle them around. And therefore, Vavi bebrisitach, or Viavo bebrisitach, that represents bia. And that's the triple language of Erastich Li in the Pasuk in Hoshea. Now, presumably, after these 3 kinyonim of Erisin, we have to go to the next stage, which is Nesuin, and hopefully, as we'll go along, we'll see that that's going to be the chuppah of Matan Torah of Kaf Aleihem Har Kigigis. Now, why in the world would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to enter into this marriage relationship with all 3 kinyonim? So, although it doesn't appear on the pages here, there's a very famous introduction to Masechta Kiddushin in a sefer called Kutchus Eishirim by Rav Gustman. Have you heard of Rav Gustman? Netzach Yisrael. So, in that sefer, he has a diuk in Rashi. Rashi says on the Mishnah at the beginning of Kiddushin, when it says Kesef Shtar Ubiya, Rashi says, O Kesef, O Shtar, O Bia. So Rav Gustman wants to know, why did Rashi have to say that? I mean, was there a Hava Mina to say otherwise? And not only that, he quotes the Yushalmi in Kedusha that has a Hava Mina to say that you need all 3 kinyanim. And then Rav Gustman gives a whole introduction to Masechta Kiddushin, in which he claims that there are 3 dimensions to the Jewish marriage, and each one corresponds to another kind of or method of Kiddushin. Kesef refers to the Kenyan relationship and all the monetary arrangements of marriage. Shtar, he says, represents the Isur, the Kenyan Isur, which culminates with Yichud, in which it becomes V'ayu L'basar Echad with Bia. And there was a Hava Mina that since Kiddushin reflects all these 3 dimensions, you need all 3 Maisa Kenyan. So maybe in the case of the ultimate eternal relationship, the marriage relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dod, and Knesset Yisrael, the Raya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted all the dimensions of the relationship to be clinched. And that means that we not only have a shtar, which is Isurim, but we also have Kesef, which means that all of our possessions are included in this marriage relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'Hashem Aretzu Meloa, I own everything in this world. I'm going to give it to you under the certain conditions, Kan Kodem Bracha. And then finally, the ultimate intimacy, which excludes other nations from this relationship, and that's Morasha Al Tikri Morasha El Morasa, and that's represented by the bris of the Ephros Knafai Alecha, and the intimacy of the relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch. If you take a look at number 6 on your page, the Baal HaTurim adds another piece. And it says that the time for Matan Torah is Bechodesh HaShlishi, on the 3rd month. Which means if the first month is Nisan, then the Torah is being given in Sivan. Says the Baal HaTurim, Smach L'masha Omru, Hagiyores vashvuya meshuchreres lo yinosu ad shiulem gimel chadashim. In other words, after a woman who's not Jewish enters into the Jewish fold with gerus, she should wait 3 months until she gets married. That's in case she had a relationship with another man, and we want to know, you know, who is the Baal HaZera. And the Baal Turim sees in that halacha a reflected symbolism in the fact that Klal Yisrael enter into this marriage relationship in the third month, because Klal Yisrael, like the Gioris, undergoes conversion. There's a massive, shall we say, national communal conversion of Geiris. All the halachas of Geiris are learned, are derived from Matan Torah. And therefore, we have to wait 3 months until the new marriage relationship. So we have sort of like the 3 months to, shall I say, break away from the past or any relationship that we had before, and now we're ready for marriage relationship. Now, the bulk of what I want to do with you today is right here in the Sefer HaMakne. The Sefer HaMakne is what, considered one of the most profound Sfarim on Masechta Kiddushin. And in his Hakdama, in a very unusual kind of Hakdama that's atypical, normally a Hakdama to a Sefer that's so lumdish would be one of two things. Like if you take a look at the Shef Shvaitito, which is one of the most profound lumdish Sfarim, the Hakdama is 100% Agadita. Other Hakdamos you'll find are 100% Halacha. And the Mechaber uses the Akdama to show off his Koach HaPilpul, his Koach HaChiddush. So he usually presents his right foot forward with the greatest Chiddush. He writes in Akdama, so hopefully after you read the introduction, you'll be so excited about the Sefer that you'll either decide to buy the Sefer, at least to learn the Sefer. But here in this Akdama, he has a beautiful integration, almost a synthesis of both Pilpul and Halacha on the one hand, and this, at the same time, he has Agadita. The first paragraph is mostly Agadita. He speaks about the excitement of writing a Sefer, of studying Hashem's Torah, and he expresses his gratitude to Hashem for giving us the Torah and elevating our nation amongst all the other nations. He speaks about the fact that through the study of Torah we achieve dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He speaks about the fact that Hashem accepted Klal Yisrael, designated that nation as the Am Segula, and that's L'Shemu Tiferes for all eternity. And out of the immense love, and he calls it the Yedidus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, he gave us the sweet Torah. He calls it, according to Pesukim in Shir HaShirim, of Chumam Takim, of Piskli Shari, Piskli Achosi Rayosi Onosi Samosi. And he says this is the Chiva Yisera in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon Klal Yisrael to sanctify them with the Kedushas Olamim. And what's interesting about this opening paragraph to his Sefer is that halfway through his, shall I say, glorifying the Torah and expressing the love and the gratitude for the Torah, he integrates the concept of chuppah of the Kiddushin. If you want to see this, it's on line 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At the end of that line, he says, kechuppah the Kiddushin. That giving us the Torah is like Kiddushin. Now, Kiddushin is Lashon Hekdesh, and Kiddushin is a kind of a sanctification which, you know, the woman is designated for her husband, and that's a sanctification that excludes anyone else. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael into Chuppah v'Kiddushin. Again, the strange thing is that Chuppah comes first and Kiddushin comes second. We'll get back to that. And that's a fulfillment of the Pasuk in Hosea Navi that we began with, Erastich. And he beautifully quotes another pasuk in Tanakh that says, "V'hoya b'yom ahu niyum Hashem tikri ishi," and he says that tikri ishi is a reference to b'yom ahu, the day of Matan Torah. He has other psukim that HaKadosh Baruch is called a baal, ki anochi baalti b'chem. The relation between HaKadosh Baruch and Knesset Yisrael is like a beila, which means a kinyan erusin in this case. And this, he says in the last line of the first paragraph, is going to give us a clue as to what the meaning of Birchas Erusin is all about. He writes, Al ze tiknu lomar bebirchas erusin lekadesh amo Yisrael al yidei chupa v'kiddushin. Vosef is a man, you know, Reuven is marrying Leah, and he mentions lekadesh amo Yisrael. I mean, who's talking about amo Yisrael? It's totally out of place. But the answer is that somehow the marriage relationship that is effectuated by this erusin is symbolic or representative of the Kiddushin in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sanctified Klal Yisrael, meaning back in the time of Matan Torah. And just like God entered into a marriage relation with Klal Yisrael through Chuppah V'Kiddushin, so too every marriage relationship is like a duplicate, so to speak, a replica of the original Chuppah V'Kiddushin that took place at Matan Torah. And therefore we say L'Kadosh Amo Yisrael. We mention Amo Yisrael in the marriage relationship. But now we get to the pilpul part of this introduction, and that's on the top of your left column. He says the following: where in the history of Matan Torah do we have Kiddushin? And he suggests two different approaches in the name of two different anonymous schools of thought. Yesh Omer, he says, and this is what we saw earlier in the Kli Yakar, that, and we also saw the Balaturim, that the Kiddushin was at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Birchush Gadol, which means Bizas Mitzrayim, and that's the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, to raise Ahav Nasaloch im Nukudot HaKesef. Then the Nukudot HaKesef here is a reference to Bizas Mitzrayim. Again, whether it's Bizas Mitzrayim or Bizas Hayom, okay, that's a sugya unto itself. And then the Yesh Omrim, which is about six lines down from the top, Shakidushin Hayu, not at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Biza, but rather Beluchos HaBris, at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe as, let's say, a shliach to represent Klal Yisrael, the Luchos HaBris, and the Luchos HaBris are the Kesef Kiddushin. They serve as Kesef Kiddushin. And he quotes a Chazal that says, "B'loshen HaKosev B'Luchos Rishonos Asher Shibarta." This is a Gemara in Shabbos. Yasher Kochaha Sheshibarta. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Moshe Rabbeinu a Yasher Koach? And if, again, if you don't lose the place, promise me you won't lose the place, just to fast forward for a minute to page 2, which is number 8, Asher Shibarta, you'll see on the second line, Yofe Asa, that you did a great thing, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Moshe Lamad Dover Dome, Lemelech Shekidesh Isha, Omer Lo Liachar Zman. In other words, the Kiddushin took place. Now we're going to firm up the marriage. I have a shliach that's going to bring you the ksuba, and that's going to finalize the marriage. So a few months go by, he finalizes the marriage by sending the ksuba, but before the shushvinan was able to get to the woman and deliver to her the ksuba, she had a relationship with another man. Ma asa also shushvinan. He made a cheshbon on his own on behalf of of this woman, thinking that hopefully the melech will agree. Kara osa ksuba. He rips up the ksuba, which was meant to solidify and complete the kiddushin. Omar, he declares, mutav sheyadon osa kipnuya v'lokeishes ish. If she's already married, that's a terrible sin. It'd be better if she's not married yet. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kidesh Es Yisrael. And now we have a new source in the Medrash for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time Matan Torah, entered into a marriage relationship with Kedushin. It says, V'kidashta mayomu mochar. And the Medrash interprets in the name of Rabbi Akiva that this V'kidashtem is a reference to Kedushin. Bo Moshe Litein Es HaTorah. Moshe is now the Shushvinan who's coming to deliver the Kesef Kiddushin. Mitzahan Sha'asu Oso Maise. He sees the Chet Egel Ma'asa Shiver Es HaLuchos. He grabs the two Luchos and he throws them on the ground. So Klal Yisrael never received the two luchos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and says, Yashar Koch Sheshibarta. Getting back again, if I hope you didn't lose the place in the Sefer HaMakneh, he says, Asher Shibarta Yashar Koch Sheshibarta Sha'asan Kipnuya. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was meant to deliver the luchos to Klal Yisrael, to the Kala. And because he broke the luchos, there was never a kiddushin that was effectuated, and therefore their worshipping another god is like a pnuya shezinsa. And now we're up to the word v'nira. And at this point in the presentation, the Sefer HaMakna wants to somehow integrate both opinions and give a, in Hebrew we call it a yishur, and validate both views. Shneim emes, they're both correct. And why? Okay, this is the pilpul, you know, hold on to your seats, Opie. He says the following. I don't understand. How could the Medrash say that when Moshe destroyed the Luchos, he guaranteed, this was the impact, that Klal Yisrael was a Pnuya and not an Eshesish. Bimanafshach. How do we define the shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu? We know that the halacha recognizes two categories of shlichus for kiddushin. There's one called the shliach lekabbalah, and there's another called the shliach leolacha. In the case of the shliach lekabbalah, the chalos is effectuated immediately when it reaches the hands of the shliach. In the case of shliach leolacha, the chalos is only effectuated later when it reaches the hand of the mishaleach. And the nafkamina is going to be if what happens, somebody does an avera in between the kabbalah and the holacha. Or, alternatively, if the person changes his mind and he wants to rescind his das. So let's understand what the status of Moshe Rabbeinu was as a shliach. Kasha tuva, mimanafshach, he says. Im kabbalas Moshe Rabbeinu, hayubitara shliach lekabbalah. If Moshe served as shliach kabbalah, kain, kvarnis kachu b'shas kabbalas haluchos. When Moshe Rabbeinu received the luchos from Hashem up on high. Even if he'll break the luchos afterwards, it doesn't matter. The kiddushin was effectuated as a shliach lekabbalah the moment that the luchos were given to the hands of Moshe. He represents Knesset Yisrael, and therefore, by breaking the luchos, he cannot possibly be mavatel lekiddushin lemafreya. They were already mekudeshes. But if, on the other hand, you'll tell me that Moshe was a shliach laholacha, which means that the kiddushin is not effectuated until Klal Yisrael received the luchos. Says the Sefer HaMakneh, Afilu im lo yishtabru, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to break the luchos, he could have held them in abeyance, you know, put them in escrow. Kevin shadayin lo masram li Yisrael, he hasn't yet given and delivered the luchos, why do you have to break the luchos? Was he afraid that somebody was going to grab the luchos out of his hand? Like, what's going on over here? So again, let's just quickly reiterate the lumbus here of the Sefer HaMakneh, very profound. He says, "Mimanafshach." Either Moshe Rabbeinu was a shliach lekabbalah, in which case breaking the luchos is not gonna have any impact whatsoever. They're already, or he's a shliach lekabbalah. I'm sorry, he's a shliach lelacha, in which case it's not necessary to break the luchos. So it's either irrelevant to break the luchos or it's unnecessary. Ella, if you have the word Ella, you underline the word Ella. Ella, ikar hu. Shahayu hakidushin bebizas mitzrayim bizas hayom. We go back to the first view that the kesef kiddushin was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, but then you'll ask, of course, so what good is it for Moshe Rabbeinu to break the luchos? Ah, let's introduce another lumdus here. Hayu kiddushin al atnai. There's such a thing as kiddushin al tnai, and if the tnai is not mekuyam, then the kiddushin is invalid. So what tnai did HaKadosh Baruch Hu add to the kiddushin at the time of Bizas Mitzrayim? Al menas sheikabu es haTorah. On the condition that when I give them the Torah, which in this context means the luchos, they will be mekabel the luchos. In other words, they will indicate their desire to enter into this relationship by fulfilling the Tanai of Kabbalah's Kiddushin and Kabbalah's HaTorah. Kamo Shekosuv, Bo'tziach Ha'sa'omi Mitzrayim Tavdu V'Selukim. Already at the time of the snare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that ultimately the people of Israel will serve Hashem, accept upon themselves Avdus for the Tariq Mitzvahs, and that's called Kabbalah's HaTorah. Imkain, oh, now, says the Sefer HaMakna, I begin to understand the significance of Shviras HaLuchos. Is B'Shviras HaLuchos Shalon is Kaim Tnai Bitlu HaKedushin L'Mafreya? With the destruction of the first set of Luchos, which made it at that moment impossible for Klal Yisrael to fulfill the Tnai, which means to receive the Kedushin. At that moment the Tnai is Batel, and if the Tnai is Batel, the Kedushin are Batel. And therefore, at this point in time, they, Klal Yisrael, have the status of a Pnuya, up until the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu delivers a second set of Luchos, Tzarech L'Kadshem B'Luchos Shnios, Nimtza, Shal Yidei Shvius HaLuchos Hoysaz Nus Kodem HaKedushin, and therefore it was Nus of a Pnuya. And I would press the return button because now he gets up Ubozeh Amarti, he wants to invoke a proof to his pshat that the original Kedushin was at the time of Bizas Mitzrayim, but it was a Kedushin al Tanai that they would receive the Luchos. What is it that in Sefer Shmos HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, how do I know that Bnei Yisrael will believe in me, etc., etc., HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ki ayeh imach, I'll be with you, v'zelecha ha'os ki anochi shlachticha. And he says that they'll receive the Torah. He says, I don't understand the Chibur HaDvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he can't take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That Klal Yisrael was certainly not Rohi, they were not on the level for Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were in the Memtesh Shari Tuma. So how could it be, says Moshe Rabbeinu, that I'll be a Shliach to redeem the people of Israel? The only one who could redeem Israel when they're on such a low level would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He can pull that off, but not a Shliach. And furthermore, Gam Yisrael lo yaminu bazeh, even if I present myself as a Shliach, the people won't believe me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and he says, Ki yeye imach. What does that mean, Ki yeye imach? Tuchal lo tziyam. You will succeed in taking them out and redeeming them. Why? And the logical compelling reason for that is because Botziacha, meaning that I will give them Kiddushin with a Tanai. The Tanai will be that they receive the Torah. And now we have a principle in the laws of Shlichus that Kol Dovashi Efshal Lekaim Al Yidei Shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu claims that you, God, you have to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It's impossible for me to do so as a shliach. They're not up to par, and they won't accept me as a shliach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, you know what? There's a halacha called Tnai Batel U'Maisakaya. Fantastic piece of lomdus here. Again, this is the profound nature of the level of the Sefer HaMakna. What happens if a person enters into an agreement with someone and he makes a Tanai and it's impossible to fulfill that Tanai? So the law in such a case is Maisa Kayam, Tanai Batel U'Maisa Kayam. So therefore Al Karchach Yuchal Lasos Yitzias Mitzrayim Al Yidei Shliach. What are you going to tell me? That it's impossible to have shlichus in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moshe says, I can't become a shliach. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him that in this case, if you're telling me that Tanai is impossible to fulfill, so anyway, it's Tanai Batel U'Maisa Kayam. And he wants to answer another question. He says, why don't we find that it was a Tanai Kaful? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there's a Tanai Zelecha Os. What's the language of the pasuk? Botziach Hasa'ami Mitzrayim Tavdu Nesalukim. That if they will serve Hashem, then this entire kinyan will be chal. That's the Tanai. But normally, when you set up a Tanai, you need a Tanai kaful. There are also other rules in Tanai, Mishpat Tanai, you need a lav, kodim lamaisa, hein kodim lalav, and other dinim of Tanai. All this is completely left out in this Tanai. Why? That if the kinyan is, or the arrangement is being effectuated by a shliach, you don't need the laws of Tanai. And if you don't need the laws of Tanai, even if you'll tell me that it's impossible to fulfill the Tanai, then Maisa Kayam. The Tanai is Batel and the Maisa Kayam. And to extend the pilpul one notch further, in the paragraph that starts with Bazek Kasavti, he wants to explain why does Aaron HaKohen say to the people of Israel, Lemi Hazahav Hisparku Mela, you know, it's whoever has the Zahav. He says, he should have said, Tnu Zahav, come forward to Zahav. And does he have a question whether or not the people of Israel have gold? After all, the Bizus Hayam, it says, Turei Zahav Nasaloth, the Pasuk, they had plenty of gold. So why did he say, Lemi Hazahav? I'll prove to you they had plenty of an abundance of gold, because when it came to the Mishkan, they had so much gold, they gave even more gold that was necessary. But rather the pshat is that Aaron says to them, you know what, if you're going to worship the Egel, then you are being mevatel the Tanai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the marriage relationship is a conditional one, that you accept the Torah. Now you're violating the Torah, then the whole Tanai is gone. The Mela Kiddushin B'Talin. And if that be the case, what happens if a man gives Kiddushin to a woman, he gives her $100,000, and then the Kiddushin is Batel? So in Simon Nun, in Evan Ezer, it says that she has to return the Kesef Kiddushin. And therefore, Aaron says to him, Lemi Zahav. He doesn't say Tnu Zahav, because this gold is not really yours. Who's ever holding on to the gold, take it off your body and give it to me, because this gold really belongs to Hashem, because the whole marriage is completely null and void. And if you want to take a look for a second without losing the place again, he has the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer here, number 13 on page 2. He says, Imhoyu Kiddushei Toz, Chozrim Amos. The Mos go back, they revert back to the Makadish. And now he wants to add another piece. He says, at the time of the Mishkan, Hashem says, V'yikhu li truma. Why doesn't it say V'yitnu li truma? What's V'yikhu li truma? So he says that the word kicha is a very heavy word. It's a code word for marriage. And he says the following, that since they violated the original Tanai for the marriage, so the Bizas Mitzrayim Kiddushin is completely null and void. Now they need some sort of a new Kiddushin to replace the first one, and that's going to be Kabbalas Luchos Hashnios. The Oz, at that point, Sivalehem Hashem Yisrael Al Mitzvos HaMishkan, immediately after the second set of Luchos are given, on the 10th of Tishrei, on the 11th of Tishrei, Hashem says, build a Mishkan. And V'yikhuli truma, because now they are entering into a kicha relationship. Haresh al yidei zeh kanu es habiza. In other words, now by accepting the second set of luchos, which means Kabbalas HaTorah, they have now fulfilled the Tanai, and the original biza that was given to them as Kesef Kiddushin is valid. And that's called kicha. And the reason why it says kicha here, of V'yikachli, right, what was the pasuk? V'yikuli truma, is because this is the kicha, now the kicha relationship of marriage is being solidified. All this pilpul just to justify the conclusion that the marriage relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael takes place in two stages. Stage number one is Bizas Mitzrayim, but stage number two is Kabbalas HaTorah, because the Kabbalas HaTorah was the Tanai that had to be fulfilled in order for this marriage that was effectuated by Bizas Mitzrayim to be complete. So
can
if
I
you
ask just a question?
Yeah, please.
On the idea that Kol sheyesh alakayim, then the tanai is alivishliach. The tanai is batel. So what were you saying? What's the eifshar lakayim?
No, because Moshe Rabbeinu's claim was they're not going to listen to me, and not only that. You know, how could I be a shliach for a kedushin when they don't deserve to? So I think he's saying symbolically it means it's ef shalakayim al yidei shliach, and that's why Moshe.
I can't take them out because they won't come out.
Right. Well, yeah. In other words, so there's no way. There's no way that I could be makayim this shlichus. That was Moshe's claim, and therefore the ball goes back to your court, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be the goel Yisrael. You have to be the goel.
But where's the ma'isekayim? Like, you didn't. Who's doing that? Then you're saying there's no shliach anymore.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that this bizas Mitzrayim, which is represents the yitzias Mitzrayim, is conditional on the fact that Klal Yisrael will receive the Torah.
Accepts the Torah, right?
So correct, accepts the Torah. The Torah. And that's what it means when Hashem says, Osi, that Tavdu Nesalkim, Be'otziach HaSalam Yitzrayim Tavdu Nesalkim, that when and if they accept the Torah, then this whole experience is real. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you be a shliach. Moshe says, I can't be a shliach. It's EF Shalakayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? If it's EF Shalakayim, then by definition it's EF Shalakayim. Why? Because if the whole purpose of taking him out of Mitzrayim is to give them the Torah and to enter into this marriage relationship, then the law is that if it's a shliach and it's EF Shalashliach Lakayim, then the mice is Kayim. So Mimanashav.
Is the EF Shalakayim is the Tanai normally?
No.
EF Shalakayim, if the Tanai is EF Shalakayim, the Maisa is still
right. Right, but there's another halacha here. That if this Maisa is EF Shalakayim because the Tanai was that it be Makuim through a Shliach, then if the Shliach can't be Makayim, that Maisa, the Maisa is Kayim on its own without a Shliach. That's, I think, what he's saying over here. Anyway, Bobby, let's just go on because I wanted to get to a certain point and I see it's already getting late. But on page 2, you have another sefer here called the Panim Yafo Salat Torah.
Yes, okay.
And it's the same author. And if you take a look, it's so fascinating that although the Sefer HaMakne is his chidushim on Shas, the Panim Yafos are his chidushim on the Torah. And in Parshas Truma, it's amazing. He goes through pretty much, you know, summarizes the entire point here that Bizas Mitzrayim was the Kesef Kiddushin, and the Tanai was that they would accept the Torah. So you could go through that if you have a time, if you have a chance. Okay, now we want to take a look at a few points here. First of all, all the psukim and all the gemaras and all the shulchan aruchs that the Sefer HaMakne refers to are printed here on the left column on page 2. So, for example, we start with the gemara in Ksubis. The gemara says that Tanai is derived from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, and in order for the Tanai to be valid, it's got to be Efshel L'Kiyuma Al Yedei Shliach. Now, in the case where Moshe Rabbeinu claims it's EF Shalakayim Al Yedei Shliach, then the Tanai is Batel, and therefore the Maisa is Kayim. So it means that the Yitzias Mitzrayim together with the Kabbalah Satorah, even if all the conditions will not be met, nevertheless, it's going to be Maisa Kayim. And then we saw in Eben Ezer that the Kedushin goes back, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that Aaron is telling Klal Yisrael, if you don't accept the Torah, then give back the money, and therefore it's not your Zahav. And then we see the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Vav Amin Aleph. Oh, so what happens on Daf Vav Amin Aleph? This is a famous sugya, which is called Hayu Oskim Bi Oso Inyin. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that although in general you need an Amira, Harei Atma Kudeshesli, But the exception to that rule is when they were osek ba'oso inyan. So they're talking about what's going to be the arrangement after marriage, whatever it is. And then immediately, tokidei, as they're being osek ba'oso inyan, he stands up and he gives her money. And therefore, we assume that she understands and he understands that this is kesef kiddush. Okay, that's as far as kesef is concerned. Now there's another Gemara on Daf Tesam and Beis as far as shtar is concerned, and the Gemara says that according to one man diyomar, shtar has to be written lishma, and that's based on lola mi get. That's just like a get has to be written lishma. So too a shtar kedushin has to be written lishma for the sake of this woman, and not only that, you need daita. Daita means that she has to agree to the writing of the shtar. And all this is derived from the Hekesh of Hoysa, V'yotza V'hoysa, Makesh Havaya, Liyetzia. According to another Mandi Omar, that Hekesh goes only as far as to require Lishma in the writing of the Kedushin, but we don't need Midaita, just like in the case of Get, he, the Baal, doesn't have to get her Das Machne to write the Get, so too here in Kedushin, it's not necessary to get a das. The Gemara then says, no, that we have a svara to say that just like in the case of Gerushin, you need what's called das makne, and in the case of Gerushin, he's the makne. In the case of Ishus, she's considered the das makne, and therefore we need her das for writing the shtar. All this is an introduction to page 3. And in page 3, he says the following. In order to effectuate Kedusha, we need an Asina. And not only do we need an Asina, we also need an Amira. He says, as far as the Asina is concerned, okay, v'yetno l'cha es luchos ha'evan. You could say that Hashem gave an Asina to Moshe as the Shliach, that's fine. But what about the Amira? Where do we have Amira? In the case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu marrying Klal Yisrael at the time of Har Sinai. And he invokes this Gemara called Oskim V'Oso Inyan. That even though there was no Amira, he didn't say to her the formal Hareat Mekudeshli, nevertheless, since they're Osek V'Oso Inyan, that's enough. And now, he suggests that Moshe Rabbeinu up at Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights is studying the Torah. And the Torah is meant to be the marriage relationship, the zivug between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, Tekef, immediately after he finishes the 40 days, Kol Ledaber Ito, he finishes the discussion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masar Lo Aluchos. And that's as if they were Osek B'Oso Inyan at the time of the Nesina, and therefore the Kedushin is valid. Then he says, I can give you an alternative pshat, that the Kiddushin was not the giving of the Luchos, but rather there was Kiddushay Shtar. In other words, the Luchos served not in terms of its value, its kesef, but rather as a Shtar. And the halacha is that although with regard to Kiddushay Kesef you need an Amira, according to many poskim, the Beit Shmuel and others, Kiddushei Shtar does not require an Amira. Then he goes on to ask the following question. Even if I assume that Kiddushei Shtar doesn't require an Amira, nevertheless, we need what's called Das Makne. In other words, we need the Das of the Isha as well. So where do we have the Das of the Isha, meaning of Knesset Yisrael, to receive Kiddushei Shtar? You need daita. And he answers based on a statement in the Zohar, Kol HaNeshomas Hoyu B'Shas Matan Torah, that Matan Torah is like a new creation, and all of Klal Yisrael are recreated at Matan Torah, and they all agreed, all the Neshomas, for all generations, to accept the Torah. And that's considered Das for the writing of the Shtar. But what about Chuppah? Where's the Chuppah? So for this we want to go back to the introduction of the Sefer HaMakne to his Sefer, and this on the top of your page 3 on the left. He says, First of all, be'inyan achupah, where was the chupah, the nesu'in at Har Sinai? Nechluku ha-mefarshit. Yesh omrim shaya yedesha kafalem harki gigis. And he says, take a look at my chidushim in Ksubis. And there you'll see that I have a whole arichus. And he says, Zema sha'omru chazal sha'omru umos ha'olam klum kafisa olenu harki gigis. You know, we didn't get the option of harki gigis. The Marsha, however, has a different pshat. And he claims that the chuppah of Matan Torah was Yichud HaShechina B'Mishkan. That only at the time of the Mishkan, when the Shechina came down to be in the Mishkan, that's a Yichud relationship between the Shechina and Knesset Yisrael. That's the chuppah. Ulech Ora, he says, Nireh, the Al-Karchach, Hayu Anesuyim B'Kfiyas Har Sinai. I'm going to prove to you from Chazal that it was the Kfiyah Bar Sinai that was the chuppah. And how do I know this? Because Amru Chazal, okay, this is a Gemara that I think is on page 4. Okay, I'm not finding it right this second, maybe it's on page 5. And the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he found the Egel and he crushed it and he made it into a liquid, he was mashke to Bnei Yisrael. So Chazal say Gemara and Soto, Niskave lebodkam kisotos. He was trying to be bodek which Jewish people, which members of the fold were most guilty, you know, on a firing line for worshipping the Egel. The E name of Shalohaya Nisuin Ad Yichud HaMishkan, if we accept the Marsha, then when was the Nisuin clinched? HaKaimelon de Arusos Lo Shosos. There's no such din as Hashkas Bedika Sota until after Nisuin. And this episode of Egel was way before the Mishkan. Ach Nireh, the Ha Kosha, Lefima Shadoshu Chazal Asher Shibarta. Yashikov Sheshibata Shason Kipnuya in Kena Renis Batal Afilu Ha Erisin. What am I telling you? That the reason why he was able to be Mashke the Sota was because of Har Sinai Kofle Makazis, which generates what? The status of Nisuin. Wait a minute, we just finished saying that the Tnai of the original Erisin was that they would receive the Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, and therefore he spared them of being accused of Ashes Ishes, and so it goes down to level of Pnuya because the original Kedusha is Batel. And if that be the case, then how can you tell me that he was Mashke them Kisota? You can't even Mashke an Arusa Kisota. How much more so a Pnuya? V'nira be'emes omru b'dach pei zayin, gemar Shabbos, shivras haluchos, v'hiskem kosh bal yodo, my darish, omar, uma Pesach shu echa mitarik mitzvahs. Pesach is only one of Tariq Mitzvahs. Uminolan the Hiskimak. Okay, so I don't remember. Does anybody remember the Gemara? I don't have it in front of me. Anyway, the Gemara goes on to say, Uminolan the Hiskimak Kodesh Baruch Hu al Yodo, Asher Shibarta Yashikol Sheshibarta, Mashma, the Kavanas Moshe Rabbeinu Halohoya La Soson Kipnuya, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to make them into a Pnuya because it seems that they would be guilty but of a lesser sin. I think I said it with somebody, but Rav Huna, that chupa kona mikal v'chomer. In Cain, kefan shekof aleim arki gigas, kvar hoyu kiddushin gemurim al yidei chupa, umemele, Da'avi nami nesu'in gemurin, and if they were nesu'in gemurin, then he could be mashke them as a sota. He quotes the Marsha in Masechta Kiddushin. Rav Huda yolef chupa kone v'gomer. Lachen hishko som kiddin nesu'a v'tamboseh, after lo kaimalon ki Rav Huda de chupa kone v'kal v'chomer, haino mishum de parachoch ma'ala tzad ha'shovet sheben yeshna bal karcha, tomer b'chupa she'eno bal karcha. The kevon de havi sovar de chupa hoya v'meshekof alem arki gigis afshalo hoya midas Yisrael. is Mamela comes out the chup itself is bar karcham, and the whole pircha against Rav Huna that malachupa she'ena bal karcha, that pircha falls by the wayside because this chupa was bal karcha. Yetzel Lono, now he gives a whole summary of the entire presentation. He says mashkas am the ikra kedushanai bebizis mitzrayim. Ella, there was a tnai she kabbalas Torah. In came the shvius haluchas hayim is batal kedushin. Avol kevan she nisratzes nisratz Hashem yisparach lahem beluchas achronos ubinyan amishkan. Is since Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to offer them a different possibility of fulfilling this tnai of kabbalas Torah through the luchas achronos, therefore nigmu akedushin lamafreya. The kedushin were chal mafrei at the time of Bizas Hayam. Vanesuin, when would the nesuin be chal? Be yichud hashchino liyisrael b'mishkan. So now he's reflecting the sheet of the Marsha that we mentioned earlier. V'zeu shenemar b'shir shir turei zav nasalok dainu bizas mitzrayim. Aval ad shamelt b'msibo, which means the mishkan. Lo hayo kedushim chal matshisratz ha'mokom. And then it was Chal Mafreya. So again, his kasha was on the Marsha that if, how can Moshe Rabbeinu be Mashkedem Kisotos if there was no Nisuin? So the answer is, according to Marsha, what happened at the time of the Binyan HaMishkan would be Chal Mafreya, so that the Chuppah could be Chal with the kafal leim har kigigis. But wait a second, when was the Ashkos HaSot? It was before the chuppah or after the chuppah? I'm just trying to figure this out. One second. He broke the luchos. So I don't understand. If that be the case, then at the time that he was Mashkis Sotos, there still wasn't a full-fledged chuppah.
Lamafreya,
what?
He didn't already
accept it. Lamafreya, what? Lamafreya, the chup is chal Lamafreya?
Well, that's how you have to say it.
From Yitzis
Mitzrayim. No, from
Mishkan. No, I'm saying because of the Mishkan, it could be chal Lamafreya, but could the chup be chal before Kofaleim Arkigigas? That's, I don't get that point.
Let me ask a question. When you have a Tanai.
Yeah.
And you're not Mekayim the Tanai, can you do another action that relies on the fact that Tanai is going to be Mekayim? In other words, you have Kedushin al Tanai,
yeah.
Then you have Kupa, and then the Tanai of the Kedushin is not yet fulfilled, but later on I fulfill the Tanai of the Kedushin, the Kupa is therefore Olam HaFreya also valid.
I think what you're saying, keep in mind, The Sefer HaMakt is building his whole castle on one premise, and that is Rav Huna. Right, Rav Huna was the one who said that Chuppah could be Konan. We had a Pircha on Rav Huna because Chuppah can't be Bal Karka. But Lu Yitzur, if you had a Chuppah Bal Karka, then the Chuppah could be Konan. So it comes out now that since Kafal Leim Arkigigis was a chuppah bal karcha, then we can accept Rav Huna, and therefore that chuppah could be valid.
Oh. And that was before the ego.
No, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. If according, I'm not sure how it works here because I still have a chronological sequence problem. If the bizas hayam is not chuppah though, he has two possibilities of chuppah. One was Kofalei Markigigis, the other was Mishkan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashri Shechina. But both of those, even if I hold like Rav Huna, but both of those took place after he was Mashke. So he must be holding, like Bobby said before, that the Bizas Hayam. Yeah, but the Bizas Hayam. What?
It wasn't after. Kofalei Markigigis was before the Eagle.
Well, no, what happens is Moshe comes down with the luchos, correct? And then he breaks the luchos when he sees...
The luchos, he took the luchos after Har Sinai,
When was the Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges? When was that?
The Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges would have had to been when at some point when he gives them the Luchos, no?
Before, at Har Sina. Wasn't that at Har Sina? They said Nasa Venishma by the Seir Adibra.
Before they got the Luchos.
Yeah. Moshe comes down after 40 days. They've already had.
So if that, so wait a second. If you're right, Joe, then at what point was this marriage effectuated? Let's just think.
At that point.
Yeah, but if that be the case,
and the whole thing about breaking.
Then what about this tnai? I mean, again, Yashikoch Sheshibarto.
That doesn't go with that,
right? Yashikoch Sheshibarto. That's what he's saying here. He says. Look what he says. Him came b'shvirus aluchas hoyim misbat. You see, he says it. B'shvirus aluchas hoyim misbatol hakidusha. Ela what? Hakadosh Baruch Hu nisratzeh lohem b'luchas achronos v'binyan hamishkan. Ah, now the kedusha is chal l'mafreya. Ah, l'mafreya from the time of the first set of luchos. That's what he means. Ah, so if it's chal l'mafreya from the time of the first set of luchos. And at that moment, there was Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges, or maybe even earlier than that, as you point out. So then, the Kiddush could be Chal Mafreya because Hashem says, you will receive the Torah, and I'll be Misratze, and the Tanai will be fulfilled, and now the Kiddush is Chal Mafreya. So in other words, I think he's now piecing together both views on Chuppah. In other words, the Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges, that's going to allow the chuppah to be kone, because it's a chuppah bal korcha. But the whole deal is off. Why? Because they never accepted the Torah. Instead, Moshe Rabbeinu destroys the luchos. Ah, now the kedushin is batel mafreya, is now we need a replacement for the chuppah. And the original chuppah of Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges is batel because the kedushin is batel. If the kedushin is batel, certainly the chuppah is batel. And why is the kedushin batel? Because they didn't receive the Torah; it was broken. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'll give you a second chance, and you receive the Torah." And now l'mafreya, the kedushin is chal. But now the question is, at what point in time is the chuppah going to be chal? Oh, so the chuppah here, the nesuin, according to the Marsha, is going to be at the time of Hashras Hashkina b'Mishkan. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Look, if you're going to accept the Torah, and the acceptance of the Torah represents a kiyum of the tanai and the kedushin, now we need a kiyum tanai on the chuppah. And what's going to be the kiyum tanai on the chuppah? That's going to be the building of the Mishkan. That the building of the Mishkan means that Klal Yisrael want to have this intimate relationship, which is Yichud, and that's Chuppah, and that's going to activate the original Chuppah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael this opportunity to so to speak, fulfill the Tanai of the Kiddushin, which means to accept the Torah, and that's the Luchas HaShnios. Hashem is now giving them opportunity to reenact, so to speak, the chuppah, and that's going to be building the Mishkan, etc. And now everything in the original plan, l'mafreya, goes back into place. So the kedushin is going to be what is going to be the bizas hayam, because eventually they will receive the Torah, fulfill the tnai, and the chuppah is going to be kof aleihem har kegiges. And if that be the case, then once this Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges, there's already going to be an Nesuin, and now, after they worship the Egel, then Moshe Rabbeinu could be Mashke the Sotos. Why? Because they're already past Nesuin. Again, now it's going to be Batel, it's going to be Batel Mafreya, but it's only Batel Mafreya in other words, it's how does the Bitul Mafreya work? There are two Lamafreyas over here. That's funny. I just realized there are two Lamafreyas. There's one Lamafreya as far as the original Kiddushin is concerned. And that's going to be bottom because they refuse to accept the Torah, they worship the Egel. But on the other hand, if they accept the Torah and recreate the Erisin in the Kiddushin, which I understand, if I'm not mistaken, is a two-stage process here, then we have another Lamafreya. And the other Lamafreya means that Edel Chinami, at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he was Mashkes Sotos, that they were already married. Again, it's a funny. This is mamish. This defies human logic, because at the moment of time when he was Mashkes Sotos, at that point they hadn't accepted the Luchas Hashnias and certainly they hadn't built the Mishkan. So then at that moment it was Batel Mafreya, and how could he be Mashkes Sotos? But since later on.
Can I ask on that?
Yeah.
Can't you say that there's a concept of scared straight? And Moshe Rabbeinu gave them to drink the seltzer water for them to shock them that if it was actually to realize what could actually happen if they were really married at this time. So they, you know, like realized that you how serious it could have been.
But you have to say it's May Sota, because the Kof Alei Makigigas together with the visa is going to be Chal of Afreya. Once it's Chal of Afreya, then they were ready in the Suin at that time.